From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This particular book sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll have a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music. This morning's text is found in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 25. If thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. God's altar was to be built of unhewn stones, that no trace of human skill or labor might be seen upon it. Human wisdom delights to trim and arrange the doctrines of the cross into a system more artificial and more congenial with the depraved tastes of fallen nature. Instead, however, of improving the gospel, carnal wisdom pollutes it until it becomes another gospel and not the truth of God at all. All alterations and amendments of the Lord's own word are defilements and pollutions. The proud heart of man is very anxious to have a hand in the justification of the soul before God. Preparations for Christ are dreamed of, humblings and repentings are trusted in, good works are cried up, natural ability is much vaunted, and by all means the attempt is made to lift up human tools upon the divine altar. It were well if sinners would remember that, so far from perfecting the Savior's work, their carnal confidences only pollute and dishonor it. The Lord alone must be exalted in the work of atonement, and not a single mark of man's chisel or hammer will be endured. There is an inherent blasphemy in seeking to add to what Christ Jesus, in his dying moments, declared to be finished, or to improve that in which the Lord Jehovah finds perfect satisfaction. Trembling sinner, away with thy tools, and fall upon thy knees in humble supplication, and accept the Lord Jesus to be the altar of thine atonement, and rest in him alone. Many professors may take warning from this morning's text as to the doctrines which they believe. There is among Christians far too much inclination to square and reconcile the truths of Revelation. This is a form of irreverence and unbelief. Let us strive against it and receive the truth as we find it, rejoicing that the doctrines of the Word are unhewn stones, and so are all the more fit to build an altar for the Lord.
Thank you.
Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little booklet, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for the Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns. Today, Dr. Cairns continues to study the Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. The text is found in verses 24 through 29 of chapter 1, in which Paul sets forth the essence of the gospel ministry. One who would be a faithful minister of Christ must be a servant among men. A true Christian minister is a steward who is to provide the food of God's truth to those in his charge. His message must come from God, not from men. The chief ingredient of the minister's preaching is to be the person and work of Christ. In verse 28, Paul speaks of warning every man. The minister uses words in order to train his people in the ways of Christ. Therefore, he should never deal with any passage apart from Christ. Finally, Paul speaks of teaching in all wisdom. A faithful minister seeks to establish his people in the truth by the exposition of the gospel. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
So there's preaching Christ, there's warning, training by word. And then he says there's teaching in all wisdom. That's establishing the people in truth by the exposition of the gospel. Now, says Paul, this is my ministry as a steward. But there is another thought here. This Christian ministry is a divine appointment, and therefore every minister should act according to the dispensation of God. That is, he should act guided by and conditioned by God's appointment, according to verse 25. Now think this through with me. Epaphras was a steward. So was Paul. But the administration that God gave to each was peculiar to each man. Epaphras was certainly not a Paul. His sphere of labor, it seems, was in Colossae. It was in a limited area where Paul was given the apostleship of the whole Gentile world. When God calls a man, he's the one who appoints him to the particular task or type of ministry or whatever it is that he wants him to do. In other words, the Christian ministry is not a personality cult, and it's not a competition. Now, let's keep that in mind. We need to keep it in mind. I talked to you about my brother who was called to take the position of a very eminent preacher. You'll always get some character who'll come and do this, you know. It's actually not meant to compliment the original preacher. It's simply meant to puff out the chest and say, I am so advanced and I'm so proud. But he came and he said, you know, I grew up under so-and-so's ministry. And the idea was, I know so much that a young fellow like you can't teach me anything. The Lord help his dim little wit. When you turn a position into a personality cult, or a competition where it's simply a matter of God giving an administration peculiar to each man according to a divine appointment, then you sin against God. We have three ministers here. Well, now, actually, we have three and a half, because though the second, Dr. Barrett, has not been called to this church yet, we use him as if he had. And Charlie will let you know that I'm not a bit behind the door telling, I'd like you to do this, that, or the other thing. And I have to be honest and say he is very, very, very kind and never has any difficulty doing what I need help in. But we have three ministers called in this congregation. And as the three of us have sat and talked many a time, we have noted this. We're all very different. First of all, neither of those two is as good looking as I am, for which they're very, very thankful. If Mike Barrett thought he was waking up in the morning, look in the mirror and see my face, I think he would commit suicide. If I had to look, well, I'm not going to say that. I'd not go there. I'd be kind. Mike is an academic. If I live to be the age of Methuselah, I'll never be accused of that sin. I'll never be an academic. David is the man with the clipboard. He's a man for organization. Me, I'm an Irishman, and I just fly by the seat of my pants. We're all different. It's not a competition. There's a dispensation. There's a divine administration. And remember what I said. As long as a man called of God, appointed by God, is fulfilling the ministry that God has given to his hand, according to the word of God, setting forth Christ, preaching, warning, teaching in all wisdom, it is God working. Therefore, we can look for fruit. And therefore, we bow before that ministry, not the minister. Don't misunderstand me and don't misquote me. If you bow before me, you'll get up quicker than you went down, because that would be folly. Bow before the ministry of God's word and say, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Now, that's how Paul defined the ministry. And I thought I would get to the end of this first section, but I haven't. I may come back and finish it. On the other hand, I may go on to the mystery, but I may come back and finish it as the Lord would lead. But at this point, I simply want to close by reiterating what it means to me as a minister, what it means to you as the ministered to. I am your servant. When we say that at the end of the service to people inquiring about the way of salvation, we're your servants for Christ's sake. It's not a trite phrase with which to end a service. That's a philosophy of life. Mr. Brehm will remember this. Any of the men who were in the theological hall when it was my duty to lecture them will remember this. We used to start at 8:30 every morning. Then we really got very worldly and we became easy in ourselves. We didn't start to 9 o'clock. Of course, we went through to 4:30 or 5 o'clock, 5 days a week, and we had an hour off for lunch. But when we moved into this church building, it was about 9 o'clock we started with the first lecture. And I remember I used to say to the men, "We commence at 9. You be here for 9 o'clock. But I do not promise to be here. If I can be, I will be, but I do not promise to be here. And this will be part of your training." When we had a group of students at a time, I had 5 students at one time, which was certainly a lot at those in those days. And I told them, "Look, if I'm not here, you get on with your work. You get at it. There's plenty for you to do. But no matter what my plans are, I can get a telephone call. I can have a person in distress. I can have a person in the hospital. I can have a person who needs counsel. I can have a person in need. And this will be part of your training that you've got to learn as a minister of the gospel. No matter what your plans, people always come before your plans. People always come first." And I used to quote to them what Walt Hanford, who was then the pastor of Southside Baptist, used to say, and I think it was a very wise saying, that if you don't love people, you're not called to be a minister of Christ. You're a servant of man. A servant of man, a servant of the body. But you're a steward of God. You have a divine operation placed in your hand. That's how I've got to look at my ministry. But that's how you've got to look at it too. as I've already quoted, when this word then is preached, you bow before it. You lift your heart to the Lord and you say, Lord, speak. And I promise to hear. May the Lord give us Paul's view, both as preacher and people. May the Lord give us Paul's view of the gospel ministry. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. As we're bowed in prayer, let me ask you, have you actually bowed to the message of the Word of God? Have you actually ever come before the Lord honestly, totally, unreservedly, to bow before His truth, accepting it as His truth, acting upon it as His truth, no matter what the cost may be? What is it to come to Christ? It is to be so convinced of the truth of God's word that you're a sinner and Christ is the Savior, and He calls sinners to Himself and He'll save every sinner who comes to Him. It is to believe that, act upon it, and come to Christ wholeheartedly, unreservedly. Have you done so? It's not a preacher you're dealing with. You may like or dislike the preacher. That's of very little importance. But it's the Christ, it's the message. Make sure you've come to Him. And if you're saved, the same general truth holds good. The truth that I preach is not simply to tickle your fancy or your eardrums. It is meant to train you for life, to lead you on with God. Make sure that you bow in total surrendered acceptance and obedience to the Word of God. May God grant it. If I can help you in the things of Christ, please come and see me, or Dr. Barrett or Pastor Brehm. We're here to help you as your servants for Christ's sake. Father, bless Thy word, and grant that here in this house Thou wilt give a faithful and fruitful ministry. O Lord, work in us and through us. May the Holy Spirit very actively and powerfully operate in the ministry of the gospel in this place. And God grant that Christ may thereby be glorified, souls be converted to Him, and saints really set ablaze with a full-hearted love for the Savior and service toward the saints. Answer prayer, O God, our Father, we beseech of Thee. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, We invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.